Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and we have another great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Kevin is going to continue with a theme that has defined our most recent series of broadcasts, and that concerns how do you make that first real estate investment of 2016? Because at this time, at the recording of this program, we're near the end of January, and Kevin is going to not only reiterate what to do and what not to do, but offer some additional recommendations so you can make that first real estate investment if you are a part-time residential real estate investor. So let me bring Kevin on the program to discuss this in further detail. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
So as we customarily do, let's dive right into this with step number one. How do you begin this process?
Well, what you alluded to earlier, I think, is really the true beginning, and that's the realization that as a new investor or a part-time investor, here we are in 2016, and we are already at the end of the first month of the year. As you said, we've almost completed January. And that's really step one, is realizing that if you had a goal to purchase investment real estate this year in 2016 as a new investor or even as a part-time investor who's already purchased a few, hey, you've already lost a month of the year. And those months will continue to fly by, as we all know they do. And so that's what we want to talk about today. Let me see if I can give you a little nudge or a little jump start or get you off the sideline if you are still hesitating or delaying donating that first investment property of the year. And like I said, step one is just really committing to the fact that it's time to take action. So, you know, it's very common, regardless of whether you are an experienced investor, slightly experienced or new, you know, you're looking at the new year and you're looking at your goals and objectives as a real estate investor, and for whatever reason, you may not be where you want to be already only about 1 month into the year. And especially for you new investors or part-time investors who are not doing a lot of transactions or haven't done a lot of transactions, you're looking for a way to start, but you probably have some apprehensions, which is perfectly natural, and I was there when I started many, many years ago. And you're probably looking at your options and going, well, gosh, you know, I see that the three primary exit strategies with rent, with investment real estate, and, you know, I could rehab a house and sell it retail on MLS, or boy, I could buy a house and hold it as a rental property. Or I could even wholesale a house, and that means just buy it and sell it cash off-market to private investors or individuals. But, you know, at the same time, recognizing those three primary or fundamental exit strategies in real estate investment, you could probably find yourself very overwhelmed at any one of the three. You may be looking at that exit strategy number one of the rehab and thinking, golly, I already have a full-time job. I already work 40, 50, 60 hours a week. Where am I or how am I going to find the time to buy a house, rehab it myself, or even manage others who will rehab it for me, and then ultimately sell a house? That may be a very daunting task to you with your current commitments in your current full-time career. You may also be looking at that second strategy of buy and hold or rental property and thinking, well, you know, I'm just not there yet. I need to build up some cash reserves in my real estate investing so that I can ultimately have enough money to put down on a rental property, buy it, repair it, and hold it long term as a rental. So maybe a rental is a little daunting. Then you may be looking at that third exit strategy and thinking, well, wholesale, boy, that sounds great. I can buy a house and sell it real quick for cash as is and start to build up some cash in my business so I can buy more homes or even buy those rental properties that I'm ultimately seeking to buy.
But wholesaling, you may be looking at, well, gosh, how am I going to find a property and be able to buy it deep enough so that I can wholesale it to another investor and still allow them enough room, so to speak, to make a profit? Or if I do find a property and buy it, gosh, you know, I have a full-time career that I'm fully vested in. I don't have an exhaustive real estate buyers list that I can ultimately market this property to. That's something that takes time to accumulate. And I'm new to the business, and I'm only a part-time investor. I haven't accumulated a buyer's list that I can turn to quickly to sell those off-market deals. So maybe wholesaling is a little daunting. Well, that's what I want to talk about today, is a hybrid strategy that you may or may not be aware of. But either way, let's talk about it and see if we can uncover some stones or an opportunity for you that motivates you and enables you to overcome what's holding you back and to make that first residential real estate investment of 2016. And this hybrid strategy I talk about is called wholetail, W-H-O-L-E, tail, one word, wholetail. And let's talk about what wholetail is. Very simply, it's a cross between two of those exit strategies we just spoke of. It's a cross between wholesaling and retailing. And an important footnote here, too, before we get any further, is this is not an assignment. So this is a exit strategy that does require you to purchase the house. It's not an assignment of contract. Now, let's talk about what wholetailing is. It's a mix between wholesale and retailing, as I spoke of, and here's where the mix comes in. Let's talk about the first part of the word, the whole, or the component that translates to the wholesale. It means is you're going to buy a property, and you're only going to do very minimal work on it. And this minimal work, it can vary depending on the property and depending on your objective. But think in terms of you may do as little as cut the grass, trim the shrubs, and vacuum the carpet, or you may do as much as those things plus maybe put on a fresh coat of interior neutral paint, or maybe put in an affordable rental grade carpet. The extent of what you do on the property is very limited. Within that spectrum, you are not doing a full rehab by any sense of the word. You are basically just making the property presentable, marketable, and or livable. I'll give you an example. In the month of January this year, I purchased a home. I simply went in and vacuumed it, removed any remaining small items, removed any nails or hooks or anything like that from the walls, and wipe down the kitchens and baths. That was the extent of my work, and this was ultimately a wholetail deal. So that gives you the definition of the wholesale component of wholetailing. Now let's talk about the retail component of wholetailing. This property, with this minimal amount of work you've put into it, you're going to turn around then and market it on the MLS. You're going to hire a realtor who will ultimately list the property and market it and sell it via the MLS. And it'll be listed on there, and you may see these properties out there today on the MLS. And the way you're going to know it's a wholetail type deal is that you're going to see comments like as is, or seller will make no repairs, or price reflects condition, or needs TLC, or investor special. These are all signals of wholetail properties on the MLS. And this type of verbiage or these type of statements are meant to indicate to the potential buyer that, hey, this is not your traditional retail property. This property needs work, and therefore it is priced accordingly, and it will only appeal to a limited buyer pool, typically to investors. And there are plenty of investors who are combing the MLS daily, much like yourself, perhaps, looking for investment properties, and these are the type of wordings that they're looking for. They're looking for wholetail-type investment properties that they can buy at a discount on the MLS, make an investment in, and then either hold them as retail properties or sell them, hold them as rental properties or sell them as retail properties. Those are wholetail properties, a combination of wholesale and retail. The wholesale component is the fact that it's a very light cleanup or a very minor rehab. The retail component is that you're selling it on the retail market or on the MLS. Now, as a new or part-time investor, why is this strategy appealing or interesting or beneficial to you? Well, first of all, you can probably see these properties are going to require a lot less of your work in comparison to a traditional rehab. If the thought of doing a full rehab on a house is daunting, and rightfully so, if your full-time career is elsewhere, this requires much less work. You know, some simple lawn maintenance or trimming the shrubs or painting can be done very quickly and easily and inexpensively. These require less money when compared to a traditional rehab. If you're thinking, gosh, it's going to deplete all my cash just to buy a house at 20% down, where am I going to get the rehab money? Well, you've got very minimal rehab expense on these homes because you're just doing a minor rehab, and then you're going to price the property at a discount in light of the fact that it still needs work. These require less time. You know, a rehab can take 30, 60, 90 days, depending on the extent of your work. You know, these prepared for market in a weekend or in a week at the most. These require less experience. You may be a new investor and you may be thinking, gosh, I don't know the first thing about rehabbing a house. I don't even have the slightest idea how to find contractors or manage them to rehab a house. Well, wholesaling, it's typical handyman work and typical things you probably do around your own home today, like paint or landscape or simple cleanup work. You can do a lot of it yourself, and you don't need a lot of experience. Some of the other advantages here to you as a new or part-time investor is you can typically earn a little more profit or a little greater margin on a wholetail deal than a traditional wholesale deal. A wholesale deal is sold off-market for cash, but a wholetail deal is sold on the MLS or on-market and typically or may involve financing from your buyer, but selling it on this marketplace enables you to gain a little more profit margin because you're able to price it a little higher because you're not marketing direct to cash investors off market. You're marketing to retail buyers typically or investors who are on the MLS and who are prepared to pay a little more for properties in order for the luxury of finding them off the MLS. And then finally, on the sales side, you may be thinking, gosh, I can't wholesale a property today because I don't know or I don't have a buyer's list. How am I going to sell a property off market if I don't know who to sell it to? Well, that's the other advantage of wholetailing. You can leverage your local real estate agent to sell this property for you. While you're focused on your traditional day job or career, your real estate agent can be at work for you selling that property, leveraging the MLS, leveraging their network and experience, and they can get that property sold for you while you focus on your other career. So there's a lot of advantages of wholetailing to the traditional part-time or new investor. And the other couple points that I think are relevant here is you don't have to buy these properties as deep as you would if you were doing your traditional wholesale. You can pay a little more for a wholetail property because you're going to get a little more. Keep that in mind. And once again, I stress you don't have to have a buyer's list. You can sell it on the MLS. There's a built-in buyer's list right there. And this strategy, as we also mentioned, it's going to save you some time, and also not require as much experience on your part as a new or part-time investor. So if you're stuck, rehabbing's too involved, wholesaling's too hard to buy and sell, and you're not ready to buy and hold, I seriously stress, please consider wholetailing. It may be that exit strategy that allows you to get into the real estate investment game in 2016. It removes a lot of obstacles, it reduces a lot of risks, and let's face it, removes a lot of excuses.
Great points, Kevin. As always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Lewis.